We are surrounded in most of our churches with wonderful stained glass, and this parish is no exception in Our Lady Star of the Sea, and here at Notre Dame and in St. Joseph's. There's some wonderful examples of the saints in stained glass. What, of course, we don't see in this wonderful artwork is their character. What were they like as people? And for that, we need to read some biographies about their life and their times. And as we read about the saints, we are struck very much by their ordinariness as human beings. They were people who had tried desperately to follow what the gospel requires. They are people who struggled over sin. They were people who went off to do extraordinary things. But what is so good is when you suddenly read about their personality, how they reacted to certain situations. And St. Philip Neri, whom we are celebrating today, was a great character. He was quite a comedian in the best sense of the word, because in his comic actions, he often parodied the pomposity of those who were in places of power and influence. When I was at the Venerable English College in Rome, in the Via Montserrat, just opposite the college was the actual church, a little house where St. Philip Neri lived. And he had great regard for the English college, especially during the time of the Reformation, when many of the students would leave the college and take the hazardous journey back to England and to probable death at the hands of wicked torturers. And as the students left, so St. Philip Neri would stand outside his house and wave his lovely dinner plate clergy hat at them and say, "Hail, flower of the martyrs." Great respect for them. Those students had a difficult journey via the northern part of Italy, and often through France and into Belgium before they could get a boat to England. And the Cardinal Archbishop of Milan at that time was Charles Borromeo, who himself was to become a saint. I think Charles Borromeo was rather a solemn figure. In fact, I think we may say he suffered a bit from depression. But he still was a very good man and a spiritual writer and reformer of the church. He was also a friend of St. Philip Neri. And two diametrically opposed characters you couldn't find. They often had a meal together, and St. Philip Neri would be full of excitement and interest about things, and St. Charles Borromeo would be very solemn. And one day I think St. Philip Neri had had enough of this, and that while Charles Borromeo was in one of his rather solemn moments, he leant across the table and pulled Charles's nose, which startled Charles and made him laugh and took away the anxiety or concern, I should say, that was obviously in the mind of Charles Borromeo. And when they came to move house to a larger premises, that little community that was to be the oratorians set off from the house with all the furniture, carrying it to their new premises in the Chiesa Nuova, which isn't too far from the English college. And at the end of this very strange procession came St. Philip Neri with all the saucepans and kitchen utensils. And he was banging the saucepans with a wooden spoon. as if it was a grand march, and it made people smile to see these men moving house. I say this because we can take sometimes our faith far too seriously. And there's a thin dividing line between, I think, being pompously pious and being a devout lover of the Lord. And we have to watch out for that, because there's nothing more off-putting for many people than those who come across as not actually real or earthed properly in God's creation. And I offer that again because we can get so wound up with this thought of having to be perfect and in the kingdom of heaven now that we miss the opportunity to celebrate our humanity. Well, certainly St. Philip Neri, people like St. Don Bosco, they were great men of humour and of the earth. And if you read, as I said, the lives of the saints, more and more you will see it was their humanity which was used and changed, but not forgotten by the almighty power of God. We pray, Father, for the oratorians and for all those members of that congregation, particularly for the oratory and formation in Bournemouth. Lord, hear us.